In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most loving and affectionate Father, grant that we may have a true and deep understanding of the great mysteries of the life, passion, death, and resurrection of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And grant to us, through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, always to grow in that love and understanding until your love consumes us into eternity. We ask this through Christ, our beloved Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, I would like to talk today about devotion, various devotions in the Catholic Church. We have the Divine Mercy Chaplet. We have the Rosary. We have the St. Michael Chaplet. We have many, many wonderful things in the treasury of the Church. But I'm going to focus on the mysteries of the Rosary. And first, we have to understand exactly what the Rosary is. It is truly a background music to the great mysteries that we contemplate. The Hail Marys kind of fade into the distance while we contemplate the mystery that which begins each mystery of the Rosary. For example, in the five joyful mysteries, we have five mysteries: the Annunciation, the Visitation, the birth of our Lord, the presentation of our Lord in the temple, and the finding of our Lord in the temple. These five mysteries are dealing with the childhood of Christ, his birth, and all of the beautiful things surrounding his coming to us as Messiah and Savior. When we look at the Annunciation, for example, we see that the angel of the Lord declares unto Mary, and she conceives by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, this mystery is so filled with truths and with revelations and with beauty that we most certainly could meditate for hours just on this. But the Church has presented, through the gift of our beloved Mother Mary, this magnificent form of prayer, so that we contemplate the mystery along with that beautiful music of the Hail Mary, which is gleaned directly from sacred scripture. And so we enter into the Annunciation, contemplating the angel visiting the Most Blessed Virgin Mary in the deep hours of the night, and how she reveals to Mary that she was to be the mother of the Messiah. Now, here is a woman who studied sacred scripture, most certainly. She was a temple virgin, and so she knew exactly what it meant to be the mother of the Messiah. Most women in the day of Mary believed that the Messiah was going to be this powerful king, and the mother of the Messiah would be seated on a throne, and they would conquer the Romans, and they would rule the entire world. But Mary, on the other hand, knew. She knew the suffering servant themes throughout Scripture, throughout the Old Testament. She knew that the Messiah, when he came, he would have to suffer for the redemption of mankind, that he would become a leper for the forgiveness of our sins. Now, this young girl, 15, 16 years old, says yes to this. But first, she needs to know something. She needs to know, how is it possible, since she knows not man? Now, this shows that Mary was extraordinarily well-versed on Scripture, because she knew that the mother of the Messiah would be a virgin mother. In other words, she would conceive in a way that would retain her virginity. So she asks the angel. Even Jesus tells us to test the Spirit. And so she says, how is this possible, since I know not man? And the angel reveals to her exactly what she knew she had to hear. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and by the power of that Spirit, you will conceive and bear a son. And so Mary gives her great fiat, which means, be it done. Be it done unto me according to thy word, she says. What a magnificent thing it is to follow the will of God. And this is what we learn from Mary. There are so many times when we want to follow our own will. It's easier to follow our own will, but it's more troubling. Because if we follow our own will, we can't actually be certain that we're doing the will of God. So by prayer, by meditation, by study, by knowing our faith, we begin to see how the plan of God affects and enters into our lives. And this is the key to true peace and happiness. Mary teaches us that to discover the will of God through proper discernment of spirits is to know the will of God, and to embrace it is to guarantee our joy. Mary was filled with joy, even though she knew she was going to be the mother of the suffering servant, the leper, killed, destroyed, persecuted for our sins. And yet, there was a great joy within this mother of God, because she was fulfilling the will of the Father. When you really stop to think of it, God's will, the Father's will, is that you and I are perfectly happy. Most certainly, it doesn't necessarily mean that we are going to be running around happy every day of our lives on this earth. That would be heaven. Heaven would be is a place where we're going to be completely happy and joyful. But on this earth, we have to suffer. Jesus suffered. If the Father didn't protect his own Son from the cross, how can we, who are followers of Christ, not embrace that same cross? Christ gives us purpose to the cross. Without him, what would suffering be? It would be a colossal waste of time for most, or it would be a tremendous injustice for others. So in these mysteries, in this great mystery of the Annunciation, we recognize the beauty of obedience to the will of God and that which it gives to us, and that is peace. If we want peace on this earth, we must seek out the will of the Father, and we must follow it. That is the key to true joy. That is the key to true peace. If we want to live in a society where peace reigns, the will of God, our most loving and affectionate Father, must first reign within our own hearts. And then the will of God will reign throughout the earth.